FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Latest things on the paper this morning. The Daily Mail have a revolution at the pharmacy. A radical plan could see pharmacies dispensing medicines without that 50, 60 euro you have to drop at a GP because you've got a little bit of a rash or something. Yeah. And it's a reoccurring thing that you have to get, but they won't give it to you without a prescription.
That's right.
So that could save people a fortune of money. Pharmacists want almost 180 million euro before agreeing to the rollout. So they're now looking for the doctor's fees that you would be paying a doctor to get the prescription in the first place. Now, it's only certain medicines that they, you know, it's not everything, obviously.
There's a certain group of medicines that they'd be able to do that with, but you're right, yeah. More specific things, probably not.
Yeah. Do you ever go in looking for, I don't know, some certain type of painkiller? And you have to talk to the pharmacist about it, and then they're like, okay, why do you need it? And you're getting grilled.
I know the one you mean.
You're getting grilled at the counter. It's like, no, you see, I have a wisdom tooth thingy that kind of flames
up. It's like, no, your leg isn't falling off, so you probably don't need it. I'm going to give you paracetamol instead.
Yeah. Have you tried this? No, I haven't. No. And have you done? Could you consider this one instead?
Yeah.
No. Just give me
the good stuff.
Give me the good stuff, will you? Give me the stuff that works.
Yeah.
I was in Boots in Carrigaline once, and there was a fella standing in front of me, and I was picking up, I don't know what I was picking up, Dioralite or deodorant or something, something with a D. And he was kind of sheepishly kind of whispering over the counter where the lozenges were. He was kind of, you know, what go on, Dio. And she went, okay, I'll get the pharmacist now for you. So the pharmacist comes over in the white coat, and he does that thing again of,
yeah.
And she walks away and goes, have you used Viagra before?
Oh my God!
And he just, like, you could see steam coming off the back of his neck.
No.
And then she brought him into a little room and got him to sign some papers.
God, I'm mortified for him. She got him to sign some papers.
This is what I seen, and I don't understand what happened. She called him into a little room and she said, okay, I just need you to fill this out. And they went in and he had to sign some things.
Oh God, lads.
For the old boot.
Bless him.
I know, but like I'm on his side.
Yeah.
The poor fella, like,
just,
you know,
needs a bit of help.
She might as well have got a megaphone.
Yeah.
Man looking for Viagra on aisle 2, please, Geraldine. Pfizer risers. Yes, the blue ones. Pfizer risers to table 2. The man with the hat here. Man with the hat. Thanks, Ger. If you could arrange that, please. Thank you. Bing bong.
She might as well have done that.
Oh, God, that poor man.
I fell for him.
Yeah.
Like, now, on the other side, I hope he had a really good night.
I'd say he had a great night.
I really do.
So he's still having a great night.
He might possibly. Good luck, babe. No, seriously, good luck, babe.
Are you saying that to me?
It's Radio Ratings Day. Good luck, babe.
Oh, yeah. We need it. We need the luck, lads.
Jesus. I need a rub of the green, the red, the purple, the yellow.
Put out your child of Prague. Or is that for the weather?
That's for the weather,
well,
but I'll take that as well. Yeah, thanks.
Vix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Morning, my lovelies. It is 6:41 on the clock. Let's do a little bit of showbiz. What have you got, Vic?
Okay, Simon Cowell apparently got married in secret.
Is he not married already?
No. He's been engaged to his partner, Lauren Silverman, for around 3 years. But it was Sunita who dished the dirt. So, like, she's always around that Sunita, isn't she? I think they were friends. They went out together years and years ago.
They
like
did
30
have
30 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, they had a thing going on.
For about 2 years. And basically, she's been stuck by his side ever since. But
they're good pals, aren't they?
They are. Yeah. They seem to be, yeah. But she revealed that that they got married in secret. So you can expect that announcement to come out, I would imagine. You'd imagine that Simon Cowell would do one of those big, massive celebrity weddings, wouldn't you?
Yeah. He'd have the voiceover and everything.
Do you know what I mean?
Ladies and gentlemen!
Your man from X Factor. But, you know, he's got a fair few celebrity pals. You would think that he would do it that way.
Or maybe he just wanted the nice kind of comfort. I you know what? The more I kind of crack on in life, the more I realise smaller weddings, since I was at your wedding, smaller weddings are just the bee's knees.
They're a bit easier, aren't they, to manage?
You enjoy yourself much more because you're not going around talking to 200 people.
There you go.
And you don't, you know, because if you've 200 people at your wedding, you got to spend 5 minutes with everybody.
And you said that to me.
And your day is gone.
Yeah. And we had, what, 75?
Yeah. And you didn't talk to anybody?
No, not really. I just danced all night.
We got this message going in. Don't look at Victoria. Don't look her in the eye.
That's not true.
Don't look her in the eye. Whatever you do, make
tell
sure.
Tell the truth.
And genuflect in front of her when she comes by.
For God's sake, lads. No, there was none of that. But it was a nice small wedding. So yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe that's the way to go. Selena Gomez has addressed trolls for comments made about her weight gain. So she suffers from, I think it's lupus, which is one of these diseases where your weight fluctuates. I guess she's on meds and stuff like that.
I think I might have that.
Do you? We'll send you to the doctors after the show and find out. But anyway, she's been trolled. She's been trolled for years, really, over the weight gain and the weight loss and all the rest of it. And this is what she had to say about it.
So I've been trying to stay skinny, but I went to Jack in the Box and I got 4 tacos, 3 egg rolls, onion rings, and a spicy chicken sandwich. But honestly, I don't care about my weight because people about it anyway. You're too small. You're too big. That doesn't fit. I am perfect the way I am.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's
well
dead
done.
Right.
You go, girl.
There's like those trolls. The comments can just be horrific, though, can't they? I don't know if I could ever be a celebrity for that reason.
Every time you see somebody writing horrible stuff on the internet, the only way to approach it, and this is so true, when you see somebody writing something, what they're doing is holding up a mirror to themselves.
So true.
And that hate they're putting online is really how they're feeling about themselves. So you can only come from it from an empathy kind of stance. Yeah. Where you see someone writing horrible stuff, you go, they're struggling or they're going through a hard one. Because that's the way of kind of, it's almost like letting a bit of pressure out or venting a bit of their own self-loathing.
It's a good way of looking at it.
Yeah, so I used to, like, I got abuse, bad abuse years ago off some fella that was under a joe.ie article about me moving stations.
Okay.
And he wrote this horrific thing.
Did he?
I swear to God, I was depressed for 2 days afterwards.
Oh my God, yeah.
And it does affect people.
Of course it does.
But then when you start to dig into the nitty gritty of why people post nasty comments, it's about their own happiness.
That's
like
really
it genuinely is.
That's interesting. No, I never thought of it that way.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
That's probably what it is. But fair play to her for defending herself there. Youngblood, singer-songwriter, he's written a new book, which comes out tomorrow. It's called You Need to Exist, A Book to Love and Destroy.
Where's my music gone?
I don't know. Sorry, I ran out of time,
that's
I'd say.
All right.
You know me.
You know you waffling
until
on.
The cows come home, lads. There's no stopping me.
So, Youngblood. Yes. Did you know that Youngblood set up his own music festival?
What?
Yeah. He was so peed off with people being ripped off for like €200 or €300 or pounds for tickets for festivals.
Okay.
He set up his own festival. I think he charged people £50 and sold 1,000 tickets.
Fair play. We like Youngblood.
Go on, Youngblood.
Yeah, go on, Youngblood. Anyway, he's got a new book out tomorrow. He's been speaking to Fern Cotton on the Happy Place pod just about the special connection that he has through his music with his fans.
I'm always to something. I'm never quite, like, perfect. You know what I mean? I'm never quite right, I think, in any scenario I've ever been in. He's always too loud. He's always too opinionated. I've just always been like that. If you're exactly like me, you can fit here. Go and get it because it could all disappear. That's the way I've been conditioned, which I think is kind of a route to my success. A generation now, and especially under me, has become more fearless because you'll probably find somewhere to belong as long as you're authentically who you are.
That's all right. So he's in his late 20s, I would guess, and he's still Youngblood. But what happens on his 45th birthday? And you're calling yourself Youngblood. You got to think about the branding, lads. You really do.
It's going to have to change it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Old blood.
Owl skin. Lady, the lady who's across TikTok for that particular phrase, she made this comment.
Concrete jungle, wet dream tomato.
In an interview, she was talking about her favourite Jay-Z song.
Concrete jungle, wet dream tomato.
And is completely convinced that they're the lyrics to So I thought I'd bring you some misheard lyrics this morning. I've been collecting these for years and these are some of my favourite ones. You ready?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, here we go. What are you hearing in that, Rory?
Oh.
I want you to think of a big shipping company that we give away prizes for. Stenaline.
Stenaline. Stenaline. Stenaline.
Brian Adams. Did you ever hear a misheard lyric from Brian Adams?
I got my first real six string.
45 and down.
Brian was talking about the first time he had a naughty dream.
I got my first real six string.
Okay, did you know that Celine Dion, before she became a big singer, used to sell hot dogs at football games? Did you know that?
No.
That's a music fact that not many people...
Yeah.
And she believes that the hot dogs go on.
I believe that the hot dogs go on.
Oh my God.
There you go.
It really sounds like that.
Yeah, let's see. This is very morbid. Death notices, everybody's dead now. Seriously, what's that all about? Misheard lyrics.
Hold me closer, Tony Danza.
Hold me closer, Tony Danza.
Yes.
Who's Tony Danza?
From Who's the Boss?
Tony Danza.
Who's
yeah.
Tony Danza?
Brilliant actor. Oh, amazing actor. Let's see what we got here. Selena Gomez has a song called 24 Carat or something.
Right. I'm on the 14 carat.
Oh, 14 carat. Okay.
I'm on the 14 carat. I'm 14 carries.
What can you hear from that?
14 carries, like she's a rugby player. Yeah. I had 14 carries.
It sounds like 14 curries.
Yeah.
Is it? Is it 14 curries?
The misheard lyric is she's farting carrots.
I'm on the 14 carries. I'm 14 carries.
Oh my God!
It's either farting carrots or farting curries.
Lewis Capaldi, yeah. All right. Lewis Capaldi was in a relationship a couple of years ago, and he wrote a song about his girlfriend.
I bring a coffee in the morning.
Now he brings her a coffee in the morning, right. But for some bizarre reason, she brings in some frozen peas.
I bring a coffee in the morning. She brings me in a peas.
The peas. What's the actual lyric?
Inner peace. Oh. Inner peace is the actual lyric.
Oh, it sounds like she's bringing the peas. Yeah,
absolutely.
You're right, yeah.
This is an old 80s song by Paul Young. And the thing about it is Paul was in a relationship as well many, many years ago. He was going out with this girl, but he had a big issue with her and they broke up because every time she left the house, she took off with his sausages. She took the rashers. She took all the meat.
Every time you go away.
Brilliant. That's brilliant.
Oh my good Lord.
Oh lads.
Did you ever hear that song about Terry Wogan?
No.
Oh, that disco classic. I'm Terry Wogan. Sia, you know Sia, the Australian singer?
Yeah.
She's amazing. This is very unfortunately. She crashed her car into a Dunn Stores. Did you hear that?
No.
Oh yeah.
It's Friday night.
Hit the Dunn Stores.
Hit the Dunn Stores. My wife Rachel, absolutely, her favourite television show is Grey's Anatomy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she absolutely loves it. Couldn't believe it when she heard a song on the radio saying it was coming to an end. Grey's Anatomy is no more.
that's good.
Oh yes. Did you know that Sting, one more of these now and I'll move on with normal broadcasting. One more of these. Sting from the Police.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know that he was a pool hall ace?
No.
That he's absolutely incredible at pool.
Oh.
Did you know that?
No.
I'm a pool hall ace.
Do you want one more?
Go on.
Oh, let's see. What else have I got? Oh, this is very strange. Yeah. Legitimately, when this song came out first, people complained to the Kings of Leon because they thought that they were singing Dyslexics on Fire. quality. That was Misheard Lyrics on Cork's Good Times, Red FM, everybody. Morning, 7:10 now.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Right, we have 2 days, football fans. 2 days.
Till the Premier League, is it?
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Look, it's just a chunk of the year.
Yeah.
That you just keeps you tipping along sport-wise.
And a Liverpool playing on Saturday.
I don't know if they're up this weekend. Yeah, who's the Liverpool supporter?
I know, yeah, come on.
I'm sure there is a game coming up this weekend. Any real pool fans listening, you might educate me on that one.
Is your young fella still supporting Man United?
Yeah, well, listen, do you know what? Like,
I will,
my young fella? Yeah. Oh, yeah, he is, of course, yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, he's all over United. And like, you gotta let kids make their own decisions in life. You gotta let them make their own mistakes, and they have to learn. They need to learn from those mistakes, Vic.
I've got a new Liverpool supporter in my house now. So you know that, James.
I'll swap you.
Oh my God, he is.
I'll swap your child.
Liverpool mad.
Also, 2 days to the electric picnic.
Yeah.
Don't forget your electric toothbrush. If you're heading up, I will bring you protein bars rundown of what you need to bring to the picnic.
Yeah,
coming up very, very soon. And there is 666 days to the World Cup in the US, Canada and Mexico.
Well, there you go.
I promise you I'm not going to do that every day, but just give it a mention. Today is World Lizard Day across the globe.
World Lizard Day.
A celebration of lizards everywhere.
My niece has a pet lizard.
I have post-traumatic stress syndrome from lizards.
Yeah.
And it's because of a TV show when I was a kid. And the TV show was called V.
Oh.
It was aliens from outer space that came to Earth and they took over humanity and they were lizards.
Oh, that's weird. What?
Yeah, they turned out to be lizards. And is there anybody out there who remembers the TV show V?
V.
It was like, for its at the time, it was the biggest TV show on the planet.
Has to have been the 80s.
Oh, yeah, 88, 89.
They made loads of weird stuff in the 80s.
Oh, V was amazing though. It was just so far ahead of everything else.
Okay.
It was like these spaceships, these UFO craft came down, took over the Earth. They started living amongst us, and then we found out like 3 or 4 episodes in that they're actually lizards. And they used to rip the skin off, and they used to eat rats, like drop rats into their own mouth.
Oh, that's like, what is wrong with people making those kind of programs? Seriously,
I think you'll find today's probably a lot worse than what went on there.
True, yeah.
Happy birthday if it's your birthday today. You celebrate with Magic Johnson, who is 65. Kate Ritchie from Home and Away is 46 today.
Is she?
Remember Kate from school?
Of course I do, yeah.
And Maya Jama. What age is Maya Jama?
Maya Jama, she's a young one now. I'd say she's only about 26.
30 today. The big 3-0.
Gorgeous.
In the paper this morning, Dáithí O'Shea is backing Grainne Shoiga's bid to get into politics. She is going to be running, apparently, for Fianna Fáil West in Galway.
Oh.
And he said, no better woman.
Yeah, she'll do well, I'd say.
And then I'm sticking with the Rose of Tralee kind of team. Catherine Thomas has come out this morning defending the Rose of Tralee as it prepares to present. She prepares to present another show this year with Dáithí. They started doing the two presenter thing last year.
Better like that, yeah.
And she said, yeah, people regularly call it the Lovely Girls Contest. Yes, I do.
You?
But she said the girls are smart enough to make up their own minds to be part of the show.
Yeah.
Oh, no, listen, the Rose of Tralee, it's like anything. If it's your thing, enjoy it.
Yeah.
If it's not, ignore it.
Well, yeah.
You know? But it's a big weekend down in Tralee.
And of course, we wish the best to Shauna O'Sullivan, who's the Corkrows.
Absolutely. And they all have lovely bottoms.
God.
But that's what they
say. Oh, God.
That's what they say in Father Ted.
Yeah.
This is Cork's Good Times Red FM morning. This is KC Fix over there. Rory's on sport. Maura's taking care of news this morning. And we're here till Prendeville takes over at 9 o'clock. I have just introduced Victoria to a TV show that I watched as a kid. Because today is International Lizard Day. And it just brought back memories of the television show V, which was on when I was growing up as a kid. It was Knight Rider and V. They were the two biggest shows on telly. Oh, by the way, hello, sorry.
Liverpool are playing at 12:30 on Saturday, Casey. I've my no jocks and all bought for us.
Lucky jocks.
The lucky jocks.
The lucky jocks.
I remember, Dave, you get a week out of them, turn them inside out.
That's disgusting.
David, thanks a million. Oh, yeah, we're playing Ipswich this weekend. Thank you. There's loads of Liverpool fans in
Cardiff. You've just basically got a fixture list in now, lads.
Absolutely. Thank you, everybody. Right, Michael's been on to me. KCV, oh my God, the baby. Yes.
Well, I've just watched the trailer, lads. There has to have been an 18 rating on that show because that is horrific.
It was like family friendly viewing.
That's not family friendly viewing.
It actually terrified people.
I'm not surprised.
Because and then one of the aliens had a relationship with one of the humans, and the human had a baby, and the big conclusion to season one was the baby was born, and they pulled the baby out by C-section. And it was a lizard.
Oh my God. What the hell?
But it's the funniest thing. If you look back at it now, it's the puppetry, however they did it, it looks so gammy.
But when you're a kid.
But this is the scariest thing you've ever seen. Oh my God, V was such crack. Oh, you watched the trailer, did you?
I've just seen it.
Amazing.
The start of it is like Independence Day when that massive thing.
That's exactly
comes
what it is,
across,
yeah.
Isn't it?
It was huge.
And then I saw a fella ripping his face off, so you know.
Yeah.
Swings and roundabouts.
Family friendly viewing thing. 19 minutes after 7 o'clock, they were absolutely atrocious. It was the dad gag battle yesterday. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, for the battle of all battles.
Oh, dear.
It's been a long time since we had dad gags off the air. We were away for a couple of weeks, and this fella is bursting to get out of the traps and ready to go. It's Rory versus Vic.
Yes.
Round one.
Right, Rory.
Rory O'Hagan, take it away, please.
Okay. To be frank, I'd have to change my name.
Oh, don't give it.
Come here, let's pull it.
All right, go on.
Yay.
Victoria, what have you got?
The man who invented autocorrect walks into a barn, he orders a bear. Do you get it?
I got it.
Do you get it?
I tried going into one of those trampoline places, but I couldn't get past the bouncers.
I've come from a family of failed magicians. I have two half sisters.
Not bad.
I tried calling the Tinnitus helpline, but it just keeps ringing. Stop the world.
Eminem and Houdini, 7:25. Do you know that Eminem used to go out with Mariah Carey? Mariah Carey and Eminem had a thing going on.
I never knew that.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you more about it in a little while. There's a story going around this morning. Eminem doesn't date people anymore. He doesn't go out anymore. He doesn't meet people anymore because apparently he's so traumatized from what happened with his relationship with Mariah Carey. Because she told everybody that there was an inkle winkle.
No, she didn't.
She did.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, she told everyone that.
Well, that's horrible.
Yeah. Eminem.
Is this going to be a joke? Isn't
There's no joke.
Is there a punchline at
There's
the end?
There's no punchline coming.
Me the truth.
Honest to God,
that's a true story.
That's a true story.
She went around and told everybody he had
a little periwinkle.
Yeah. That's horrible. Don't like her anymore.
Might be true though.
It's true or not? That's not her business to tell everybody.
Absolutely
is it?
Not. Absolutely, I agree with you there. Hmm. Anyway, we're talking about your weird television shows that you grew up with. Oh my good God! Does anybody remember this? This was a man, not just any man. He was Manimal.
Yeah.
Starring Simon McCorkindale or something was his name. He was a man that could turn into
to animals.
Well,
I remember it.
He was either a panther, a black panther,
a cat,
a crow.
Yeah, just one of those two things.
Yeah, occasionally he would turn into a horse or an eagle. That was one of the strangest shows as well.
It has to have been the '80s again, was
you
it?
You know it.
What's going on in the '80s, lads? Seriously,
they just pushed the boat out and they did Mad Telly, and I miss
didn't
it.
Care like did they?
It was so cheesy, but yes, that was that. He was a vet of some sort, or some kind of scientist, that he could turn into different animals, and he solved crimes. What's not to love about that, Vic? All right, can you answer this question, please?
He was an all-rounder.
He was indeed. For 1,000. Jesus, some lads are just so talented. For €1,000 in cash, a doctor for animals is called a what?
That's the sport with Simply Suits.
Do you know what you are?
Sound, nice,
a legend,
charming.
A legend in your own underpants.
No.
It is 7:33 on the clock. Good morning. Footballers, they make a lot of money.
They do.
They make a stupid amount of money. Do you think salaries of like 100 grand a week or 150 grand a week are justified for the big Premier League clubs?
Well, yeah, they're providing a service and that's the market rate and that's what they can get. So, yeah, fair play to them.
Okay. No, there's absolutely no envy at all. If you can make that kind of money, you deserve it.
No, it's ridiculous.
But it is getting into a crazy place at the moment.
It's ridiculous.
With Ronaldo going to the Middle Eastern club.
Yeah.
He was paid, I don't know, what is it? Like
huge amounts of money.
20 odd million a year or something. I'm ridiculous. For a fella who's 39.
And kicking a ball around. Just saying.
Just kicking a ball.
Hashtag just saying.
What have you got, Rory?
Vinicius Jr.
Yeah.
Has been offered €1 billion over 5 years to play for Al Ahly in Saudi Arabia. So, stats wise, right?
Yeah.
He would earn 3.8 million quid a week, 549k a day, just under 23 grand an hour, 381 euro a minute.
Prendival money.
Not quite. Prendival is just a little bit above.
Two words, world poverty.
Oh, I know, it's ridiculous, isn't it?
Go for a nap and make a fortune.
Get a grip, get an absolute grip. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever
seen. Is he worth that kind of coin? I mean, he's an unbelievable player.
He is.
Yeah.
But, like, it's Saudi Arabia's public investment fund are like, trying to put the money up for this. But, like, it's a scandalous amount of money. £1 billion over 5 years.
He's probably not thinking about taking that job, is he, Rory?
Would
I'd
you?
I'd be straight up there. It's like,
yeah.
Here's me picking IBANs, slapping in there, lads.
What happens then if his leg gets broken and he's out for a year or whatever?
He still gets paid.
He still gets paid, doesn't he? That's the way it works.
Oh my God.
I should have been a footballer, lads. Yeah. Don't think that held me back?
Yeah.
Lack of talent.
Absolutely, yeah. That's the problem, really, isn't it? Hey, but thank God you didn't make it because you're here on the radio with us. 7:35 in the morning. I've got 100 grand for you to win next. Fred FM
Breakfast with KC on Cork's Good Times. Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the money.
How's it going, KC? Yeah, I can.
Oh, sorry. Hold on a second. I had PFL on there, so I couldn't hear myself. Jesus, talk about it. How long am I doing this? I'm doing this since the 18th century, and I'm still making a hames of it.
I have to make this quick because I'm actually walking with Irish Water. There's a leak down in Crosshaven.
Is there?
All right. I'm on a bus there, so I'm actually.
You're under pressure here, so just get.
Hang on a second.
Yeah.
Where's the leak?
Up in the, you know, the new housing estate there. I think it's a Flynn's up building, I think.
Okay, yeah, he's trying to suggest that it's outside my house.
Is it
now.
Outside
that's,
your
it's
house?
Not at all. This fella's on a wind-up.
What makes you think that?
You're some chancer, do you know
do
that?
Do you know what? We actually collaborated, the two of us, together before we went on air.
Do you work for Irish Water?
No, he does not.
I do not.
What a donkey. Where'd that come from?
We just thought we'd catch you out.
Nice one.
He told me he was working in Crosshaven. I said, let's tell him that there's some kind of a burst water main down there and his house is getting flooded.
Lads, you could have come up with a better one than that now.
Really?
Absolutely.
What could we have said?
You could have Googled. No, never mind.
Hey. Yeah. Well done, Damien. I appreciated that.
Damien, fair play to you, man. And you think I was going to give him some extra answers along the way? But
he's all sore now, Damien.
I think he can go without those. Let's play in 3, 2, 1. Damo, a doctor for animals is called a what? Question number 2. What side of the road do they drive on in Portugal?
Right.
Question number 3. How many members were in the original Westlife? Did you say 5?
5. Yeah.
Louis Capaldi is from what country?
Scotland.
Question number 5. Fenty is a brand of underwear by who?
Rihanna.
Question 6. In Cork, what is a gatch? If you look at the gatch on him.
Walk.
Question 7. What movie is famous for granny knickers? It's a comedy. It involved granny knickers.
Like, I mean, of course. Oh man,
it's kind of like.
Give him a clue.
BJ.
No.
Sorry.
Mrs. Doubtfire. He's got his name.
Question number 8. What 1980s toy has sold 350 million units? A 1980s toy that has sold 350 million units.
Oh.
Everybody had one. Demo.
Demo.
Did you have a Rubik's cube?
Oh, is that what it is?
It was a Rubik's Cube, yeah. What movie is...
I didn't name a cardboard boxes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Look at you with the posh Rubik's Cube.
And
Casey.
We were happy with our cardboard box.
Happy in the car, not happy.
What movie is famous for granny knickers, Vic?
I don't know.
Bridget Jones' Diary.
I wouldn't... Okay, right.
I would have never got that.
To be honest...
That movie.
I thought Mrs. Doubtfire as well, Damien.
No, granny knickers. BJ was the hint. Bridget Jones. I wasn't making
you an offer.
Making you an offer you can't refuse. The Gatch is a walk. Rihanna is correct. Scotland is correct. Westlife is five. Driving on the Right in Portugal and a vet.
You did well, Damien.
You got a €50 voucher, Damo, for Easy Living Interiors. And listen, have a beautiful day and thanks for listening,
get
buddy.
Get back and fix that water leak, Damien.
Do you?
Her name is Maria Brooks. She's listening.
What's her name?
Maria Brooks.
Hi, Maria Brooks. This voucher is for you. From the lovely Damo.
Indeed, no, over there.
Yeah, yeah. Damo's in the doghouse or something, isn't he?
Yeah.
Go on, Damo. See you soon, man. Bye-bye. Red FM Breakfast. With Now.
Stream all the top TV, movies and sports. No contract. Now you know. Hurry.
Back to your misheard lyrics. We've got loads more of these coming into us this morning. Oh, my... What are we going to do this weekend? We're going to eat pizza. Yes. We're going to eat pizza. Let's see. I'm living out in LA. Oh, yes. This is a well-known misheard lyric. Do you know that your man, the guy who went to Ibiza and did something very bad out in Ibiza, you know, he took something he shouldn't have taken. Yeah. But he made so much money, he bought a sports car instead of a toilet.
Oh.
Yeah. He doesn't want to use it. He says, no, I'm done with conventional toilets. I'm going to go in a sports car. I'm living out in LA. I drive a sports car just to poo. That's amazing. I'm living out in LA. I drive a sports car just to poo. Thank you.
What is the actual word?
I drive a sports car just to prove.
Oh, it does sound like the other thing. You're right.
Charlie Puth, the American singer. He's an awful man for throwing his turtle around. You've been running around, throwing that turtle on my knee. Lorraine, this is Lorraine. Good morning, Lorraine. How are you doing? Lads, have a listen to Bob Marley's song Jammin'. When he sings, we're jammin' straight home from y'all.
I love it. Cork reference, brilliant.
Did you send me that Nirvana thing?
I did.
Okay, give me the lyric.
The misheard one.
The misheard lyric, yeah.
Win the line out, Mrs. Davis.
So Mrs. Davis is playing...
She's playing rugby.
She's playing a bit of rugby.
It sounds like that.
I don't know how true it is, but apparently today is the day that Brown Thomas introduced their Christmas trees to Cork.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's today.
Would you go in just for a nose?
Again, I love it. I love that time of year, but again, it's just stop, lads. Just stop.
It is a little bit early, isn't it?
Madness.
There's an old friend of mine in the UK who put her first Christmas tree up yesterday.
Yesterday?
On the landing.
What?
She puts about six of them up. So, you know, admittedly, it takes a few months.
Does that not just kind of ruin the buzz of it if you're doing it that early?
You think so. I just find it a bit weird seeing Christmas stuff when it's still summer holidays.
Lads, no Christmas trees until Monday.
Okay.
And then
we can go mad.
Go for it. Back to your misheard lyrics. Loads of these coming into us. Oh my God. You know that Jason Derulo went out one night and he had a load of kebabs and a load of booze. He had an awful bad tummy and he made a mess on the floor. Did you hear?
Yeah. It's too hard to sleep.
What happened to you, Jay? I got the sheets on the floor. Nothing on me.
I've
got the sheets on the floor.
It's
the
not
sheets.
Though, is it?
It's the sheets from the bed or on the floor.
That is so funny.
I think somebody has just reminded me, Ferg and Tivoli. Oh my God. This is one of my all-time favourite misheard lyrics. There's a band from up the west, from Tuam in County Galway, they're called the Saw Doctors.
Yes, right.
Brilliant bands. And they have a song called To Win Just Once.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what they're singing.
Okay.
To Win Just Once. But it sounds like they're singing Two Injured Swans. All right. To win just once. To win just
once. To win just once. Up the lock.
That is outstanding. Thanks for it. Red FM's Summer Cash Machine. Wow. Oh my God. Right, 100 grand time. We would love somebody listening right now to pick up that phone call on Friday and win yourself a jaw-dropping €100,000. There's nothing like the cash machine, and you will only get it in Cork here on Cork's Good Times Red FM every single morning when you wake up. We could change your life. And we've had winner after winner after winner, and now it's another six-figure sum.
Wow.
€100,000 is going to you if you get the phone call on Friday. If you're in for the draw, you're in already. Best of luck. If not, and you'd like to give it a go, you're feeling lucky, text the word RED to 57557. That is RED to 57557. It will cost €250 to enter. You must be over 18. You are playing across the Go Loud network of stations, redfm.ie for the T's and C's. You must answer within five rings. And if you do, if you answer within five rings and you say €100,000 to Barry on Friday, that money will be in your bank account on Friday evening. Now, if you're one of those people that's heading off to the Electric Picnic, imagine kicking off the weekend, getting a cash machine call and heading to the picnic for the weekend, and you go, I just won €100,000 on Red.
Wow.
So the very best of luck. Text the word RED to 57557 to get in the draw. We wish you nothing but the best of luck. If you're the next big winner, you could be like our buddy Carl here. I love this fella. He took 50k off us on Friday.
I'm on the phone with the cash machine.
Let's do it.
50,983.41.
It's time to celebrate. Well done. Congratulations.
Woo!
Mate, you're the making me life. I'm on the phone with the cash machine. I'm about to win a 50 grand. Oh, mate. Yeah.
Red FM Summer Cash Machine.
Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. Good morning to you. Right, what time is it? It's 8:46 exactly. Anybody heading to the picnic? Anybody heading off to the Electric Toothbrush in Stradbally and Laois for their big weekend ahead?
The Lecky Snack Box.
Yeah, it is. It's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Electric Picnic 20 years ago was a one day thing.
That was, I think I went to the one, it was probably 20 years ago, I'd say.
Yeah, it was a one day festival.
Yeah.
There was pretty good lineup actually. Too Many DJs and Jurassic 5 and a lot of those kind of acts. Yeah. And it has just grown into, well, it's one of the monster festivals of Europe now.
It's massive.
And the setting makes it. It's Stradbally Laois. It's on the grounds of Stradbally House and it's just, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
The weather's looking really good. But your man Protein Bar, the guy from TikTok.
Oh yeah, tell us.
He's a gym bro from up the country, but he started doing TikTok videos where he was talking about protein bars.
Yeah.
Well, because he's got this mad kind of Midlands accent, he says Protein Bar, and he became known.
Sounds like American.
And he became Protein Bar Man. He just became internet famous for saying a word, which is the way the world this is.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes. He's going to the picnic.
Right.
My God. He's got a 10-minute video of what he's bringing with him.
You need to watch this video if you're going to Electric Picnic this weekend, because this is everything I'm bringing with me. 3 days in a mucky field in Laois. Obviously, you're going to need outfits. There's no point going to Electric Picnic if you're not getting at least an Instagram out of it. 3 main outfits for your Friday, Saturday and Sunday. And I like to put them in these bin bags so that they're all separated, and if there's any water damage, they won't get all wet. You'll also want to bring a spare roll of bin bags just in case you need them. You never know.
What did I tell you the other day?
Bin bags, is it?
The three B's of a music festival.
Yeah, go on, what were they again?
Bin bags, bog roll, buckfast.
You also need a Monday outfit, which you can probably use your pyjamas for all the other nights. It's going to be miserable on a Monday anyway, so feel free to be wearing your pyjama bottoms. It is Ireland, you're not going to get away without a rain jacket. Doesn't have to be fancy like this, it can literally be an over gata top or something. It's only 4 days you're going to need socks and jocks. But if you're a lad, you know yourself, bring about 8 pairs. And don't be afraid to start double socking. Personally, I just wear wellies the entire weekend. Don't mistake that now with double bagging. Once clothes is out of the way, it's time for the most important piece of the weekend, the drink.
He's going for a week in Torremolinos, isn't he?
He's
packing enough there anyway, lads.
He goes on and on and on and on and on. And then you have to. He bought a trolley from Chadwick's for £150 to bring all this stuff in.
Okay, he's got far too much time on his hands.
But you do, like, festivals, you really do need to be festival fit. Like, it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then you got the Monday to contend with.
Ah, you don't need all those outfits, though. Are you bringing that many outfits?
Not at all.
What are you going to be rocking up in?
The old pyjamas will do me for the 3 days. No one knows. See, the thing about it is, I could go to the Electric Picnic in fluffy pink pyjamas.
Well, nobody would care.
I could wear a GAA sock on my head.
Yeah, yeah.
I could go around with handcuffs hanging off me. Nobody would bat an eyelid.
Well, they wouldn't. I saw a fella walking around once there with a toadstool on his head. A massive toadstool with his eyes poking out through the stalk. I am not joking.
Oh, my God. I saw a fella get kicked out of the Electric Picnic.
Did you?
Because he arrived at James Blunt. He arrived with a massive sign saying James Blunt is a...
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Like, that's a bit... Do you know what I mean?
But like James Blunt would have loved that. Like,
he would, because he's really funny on X.
he would have made a gag out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
But imagine getting kicked out, like,
yeah,
booted out of a festival.
Well, you
with
see,
your silly sign.
Yeah.
Anyway, for those of you going this weekend,
don't bring any silly signs.
Yeah, leave the silly signs at home. Yeah, it's going to be good fun. Safe journeys up and down.
Look out for ladders while you're up there.
Absolutely, and then just be really careful on the roads. And as well as that, obviously, if you're messing over the weekend and having a good few drinks or whatever, just be mindful of leaving on Monday late into the afternoon. Give yourself loads of time and just drive really slowly. Just if you're traveling up with your pals, your buddies, and you're going up in car loads, just arrive safely and leave safely. All right, nice one.
Red FM Breakfast
with Now. Stream Chelsea v Man City this Sunday with a Now Sports membership.
When Orla from Douglas was choosing her kitchen, she wanted storage and lock.
Vic's VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
7:44 is the time. It is going to be a nice dry day today. A bit cloudy and overcast. Sunny spells later on this evening. 19 degrees in Cork. Vic has your VIPs. What's going on?
Okay, Post Malone has said he never ever wants to be as famous as Beyonce or Taylor Swift.
Too late for that, buddy.
Yeah.
Too late for that.
Well, is it?
He is. If you're doing collaborations with Taylor Swift,
yeah,
you're out there.
No, you are up there. But he's basically just said he couldn't think of anything worse than having that kind of following all the time.
So he's talking about the fans' insanity end of things.
I would say so, and probably just those huge, massive arena tours that they go on.
Yeah.
Apparently, he said he still hasn't met Beyonce, even though he did a collaboration with her.
They were in two separate studios
He basically said, I still haven't met Beyonce after the collaboration was sent via security to his compound in case of leaks. What does that mean?
So they would have recorded her vocals, put it on a hard drive, put the hard drive into a filing cabinet, and put the filing cabinet into a car and driven it across. That's what it sounds like. Yeah.
That is crazy.
Because you can't trust the internet to send a file these days, but somebody will hack it and get your music. So you probably have to record it onto a hard drive.
Lock it into something.
Lock it into a safe
physically,
and then deliver it to the studio that you're collaborating with. And then they just mix it all together. I'd say that's what they did.
That is...
It's nuts.
Mind-blowing, yeah, isn't it? Oh my God. Anyway, I'm still getting my head around that. Still sticking with music, Rihanna has announced that she's releasing her first album since when? When was the last album?
8 years ago, 7, 9, 10 years ago, I don't know.
2016.
Was it 16?
Yeah, see, she had a couple of bubbas.
Oh, she didn't. She got into the old knicker business too, and she was too busy with that, wasn't she?
Sorry, what?
Whipping out the G-strings like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah, she was, and the perfume and all the rest of it. But basically, yeah, she's going to be releasing her first album. I thought we'd have a bit of fun this morning. So what I've done is I've put together a tiny, tiny few seconds of about 5 Rihanna tracks.
Okay.
And I want to see who is the first person in to get this right. And if you get it right, you get a mug. One of the coveted Breakfast Show red and white merch.
Up the Rebels mug. I think you'll find it's actually Cork's number one Breakfast Show mug.
Oh, right.
It's the number one mug for Breakfast Radio in Cork.
There you go. The number one mug for Breakfast Radio in Cork. Right. If you're the first person in to get this right, you get a mug. Here's the little piece I've given for you. Right?
Okay, 5 songs?
Yeah, 5 songs.
Story of my life, searching for the right to have my heart. Yellow diamonds.
There you go.
All right, so I've got 4.
Have
I think.
You?
Yeah, yeah.
Well done.
Story of my life, searching for the right to have my heart. Yellow diamonds in the light. It's getting late. I'm making my way up. You look so dumb right now.
Okay,
give us the 5 of them. 0868104106 for his and hers, Cork's number one Breakfast Show mugs. You'll get 2 of them.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
We'll do a pair.
But it's always good to have a backup in case you drop it and smash it, you know?
It's true.
0868104106. Go for that. Give me the 5 songs. Best of luck, everybody. Did you say her knicker company is called Fenty?
I think so, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it? Or am I wrong?
No, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Does she do anything in my size? Just wondering.
Red FM Breakfast
with Now.
Stream the entire House of the Dragon box set with a Now Entertainment membership.